is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. From the International Space Station to the New Mexico desert.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth. That landing coming at 11:01 and 35 seconds Central Time.
The Boeing Starliner returning without the two astronauts it was supposed to be bringing home after NASA decided technical issues had rendered it unsafe. They'll now return in a SpaceX Crew Dragon, but not until February, extending their eight-day stay on the ISS to 8 months.
Going from what you thought was going to be an eight-day mission to being told, well, you know what, you're going to have to stay up there for 8.5 months. That's certainly a psychological burden of sorts, but on the other hand, all astronauts expect things like that can happen. They train for it, but I don't have any doubt they'll put the time to good use.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood foiled a terror attack in New York City, allegedly planned for the anniversary of the October 7th massacres in Israel. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more.
The suspect's name is Mohammed Shahzeb Khan. He is a 20-year-old Pakistani citizen who lived in Canada. He allegedly began posting on social media in support of ISIS last November and eventually, without his knowledge, began communicating with two undercover law enforcement officers. That's what led them to him.
On the campaign trail, waiting for the phone to ring, Nikki Haley telling Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan why she's ready to help out Donald Trump if asked.
Are you going to campaign for him?
He knows I'm on standby. He's aware that I'm ready if he ever needs me to do that. This election is important. There's a lot at stake. I look at it from the standpoint of a voter. I worry about my kids. I worry about the fact that the cost of living is so high. The cost of goods is up 20%. I look at housing. I saw how hard it was for my daughter and her husband to buy a home and how the average home buyer in America is 49 years old.
And you can hear the full interview on Sunday's Face the Nation here on CBS. It's a veteran versus a neophyte in the women's final at the U.S. Open tennis tournament later today. CBS's Steve Kathan previews.
Marina Sabalenka harnesses power. The world number two has won two majors, both Australian Open titles, and it's her second straight U.S. Open final. She faces 30-year-old American Jessica Pegula. She's in her first major title championship, telling ESPN.
Playing Arena is going to be really tough. I mean, she showed how tough she is and why she's probably the favorite to win this tournament.
Pegula lost to Sabalenka in the Cincinnati tournament final last month. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The men's final in the U.S. Open is tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz school started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers lose in the season opener in more ways than one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers lost 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles. More concerning, however, is the status of quarterback Jordan Love, who was helped off the field with an apparent leg injury late in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur didn't have any answers immediately following the game.
I don't know.
While the Packers had some bright spots, such as Jaden Reed's big game at receiver, it wasn't enough to slow down the Eagles.
There's a lot to clean up. It was definitely a sloppy game, I think, from us. I think there was, you know, some uncharacteristic things that we did as a staff, quite frankly, and that trickled down to our players.
The Packers are off until September 15th when they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Brewers play the Rockies today, coming off a 3-2 loss yesterday, and the Badgers play South Dakota in football this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and 65 today with north winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine 75 for Sunday. On Monday, lots of sun, high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday, sunny 81. It's 48 at our studios.
Turn at WRJN. Good morning. It's Rick Johnson live from Radio Park. And today's going to be a nice day. I noticed that the sun isn't up just yet, about 6:25 or so. And there's clouds out over the lake, but that'll clear away a little bit. It's supposed to be a beautiful day, too. Creedence Clearwater Revival at WRJN.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm. Shining down on
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
some real blue-eyed soul. Bill Medley, Bobby Hatfield on WRJN. Good morning. It's Rick Johnson, 6:16 Saturday morning, and we have currently 48. Woo! A little bit of a chilly ride in this morning when you're used to this hot weather. 48 degrees here at Radio Park right now. And a little story about that last song. It was said that they were at a concert once and they were performing and they so moved the audience. Somebody had shouted out, "Now that's Blue-Eyed Soul." Kind of stuck with them the whole time. Well, we got a lot of great things coming up here on WRJN. One of them I want to tell you about is Listen Up, all right? Maybe you'll win the green and the gold, or the green and gold. You can win it either way. It's our next statewide text in to win contest starting next week on WRJN. Details are on the way, so stand by for that. It's 6:17.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier, and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a community night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits are here back on WRJN, and definitely we're happy that you're along listening. Coming up in just a little more of an hour, we have a little special feature here on our Saturday morning show called the Capsule Countdown, the WRJN Capsule Countdown. What we'd like to do is pick a specific week, you know, just whatever week. It doesn't have to be this week in time, but whatever week. And we tell you what it is. We give you a little bit of background of what's going on behind it to remember the days, you know, like in the 70s, the bell bottoms, things like that. Give it a little bit of background. Then we do countdown snippets of the 10 songs that were on the charts for that week. Great, great memory jogger. No doubt about that. So check it out. 7:30, we're going to have the year 1970. That's coming up about 7:30. You know, you can still catch the Brewers at American Family Field before the summer slips away. All you got to do is this. It's simple. Enter the WRJN Big Deals Pennant Race. Remember those pennants you used to have on your bedroom wall? Yeah. Well, you can enter the pennant race and you can get a chance to win four. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4 club level tickets. And you'll be able to see the Brewers take on the Arizona Diamondbacks Saturday, September 21st. It's about 2 weeks from now. All you got to do is simple. Visit WRJN.com. You see the Big Deals tab there? Click on that and follow the simple pop-up instructions. Now, you don't have to buy anything. Nothing at all. The sweepstakes ends Friday, September 13th. So get there and get your chance in to see if you can win. WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewers baseball. 6:29 at WRJN. Let's check out the weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine and 65 today with north winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine 75 for Sunday. On Monday, lots of sun, high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday, sunny 81.
Currently 46 degrees.
Whenever you local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Song was number one for the McCoys in 65.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Mama!
good to the last guitar lick here, and one more. Thank you. Mama told me not to come. Three Dog Night. You bet. Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Good morning to you. Saturday morning. You're just waking up. Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Sit down. Turn the radio up a little bit. Maybe take a nice stretch, huh? You deserve it. It's Saturday morning. 46 degrees right now outside at Radio Park. And you know, the Packers season, well, it's starting to settle into what looks more like a normal season coming up here. And they play at noon tomorrow against the Colts. Pre-game is at 10 Sunday morning with a kickoff at noon. And the games are sponsored locally by some great sponsors like the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind, Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store, Corner House on the Lake. Now, I've done that one myself. Nationally famed for prime rib. Oh, baby, I'll tell you what, it is good stuff. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. That's our local sponsors. They're nice and sponsoring the Packer football game to bring it to you. And it's coming again. It'll be tomorrow. The pregame starts at 10 o'clock.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a community night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a realtor can help answer. Because realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
About a thing she saw.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Let's go. just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See, Mrs. Gray, she's proud today. Roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene. He's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't. Hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far.